This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. There's a new champion at the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta, Georgia over the weekend. John Rahm from Spain gets his first green jacket.
At one point, he definitely, you know, when I was in 10, they were finishing, you know, a couple different ideas crossed my mind that I didn't want to think about.
The Environmental Protection Agency is expected to propose new rules limiting engine emissions this week as part of a plan to accelerate a transition to electric vehicles in the United States. Announcing curbing pollution from vehicles is a crucial aspect of the U.S. pledge under the Paris Agreement to cut emissions by 50% below 2005 levels by 2030. The EPA official emphasized the proposal process is not yet final. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is calling for the pardon of a U.S. Army sergeant convicted of the 2020 murder of a Black Lives Matter protester after claiming the protester pointed an AK-47 weapon at the officer.
Rick Kofer is a former assistant district attorney in Travis County.
Getting a pardon from the governor is more rare than winning the lottery or being struck by lightning.
In a Saturday tweet, the Republican governor said Daniel Perry was acting in self-defense when he shot and killed Garrett Foster at a BLM rally in Austin. In July 2020. The governor said the Texas Stand Your Ground laws can't be nullified by a jury or a progressive district attorney. I'm Skip Kelly.
Governor Brad Little, the Republican from Idaho, is moving to protect minors and unborn babies' lives by signing an abortion trafficking bill into law. The law, the first in the United States, makes it illegal for an adult to help a minor get an abortion without parental consent. A U.S. Navy destroyer sailed near one of the most important Chinese-controlled islands in the South China Sea today in a freedom of navigation mission that Beijing denounced as illegal. The U.S. Navy's 7th Fleet said the USS Milius engaged in normal operations within 12 nautical miles of Mischief Reef. USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
A move by Democrat lawmakers is starting on Capitol Hill to remove Justice Clarence Thomas from the Supreme Court bench.
One member of Congress would like to see Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas impeached. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez made the comments on CNN's State of the Union.
We should pursue the course. If it is Republicans that decide to protect those who are breaking the law, then they are the ones who then are responsible for that decision.
She believes his failure to report lavish gifts and trips from a Republican donor are a conflict of interest and break the law. Thomas, for his part, has said he's done nothing wrong and was told he didn't have to report those trips and gifts. I'm John Schaefer.
Progressive money man George Soros' family has its power within the administration of President Biden's, records indicate. Since the start of the Biden administration, Soros' son Alexander has visited top officials at the White House 14 times. Alexander Soros is the man that chairs the powerful liberal grant-making network Open Society Foundations, founded by his dad. Chocolate poisoning in dogs shoots up this time of year.
In 2022, the number of cases surged 123% higher than all other times of the year, excluding December. That's according to data from AgriPet Insurance, released by the Kennel Club. The canine organization is urging dog owners to keep their eye on Easter sweets around their pets. An expert from the Kennel Club adds that dogs' keen sense of smell allows them to sniff out treats and get at them. So it's especially important to look out for them. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey,
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Happy Monday to you. Phil Hodson-Piller from American Faith and senior pastor at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California is with us. Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Hey, good, Bill. Good morning to you, too. And ready for another day of exciting news.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, it's Monday and the tomb is still empty, huh?
You know, a great season for believers, you know, and even the middle of what we're doing here, I know that there were millions of believers that were gathered, not just in America, but worldwide, celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is the foundational truth of our faith.
Well, you talked about seeing and believing, and every year and every period of time, it's like a layer of the onion skin is pulled back. And with each layer, there's new revelation. Just like then, when first of all, it was Mary who went in and saw and believed and was excited to go and tell the apostles what she had seen. And it took a moment, you know, for Peter and John, they're running to the tomb and they see and believe. And here we are today in 2023, and there's revelation that continues out of God's mercy and grace to be shown to us. What is it, Phil, that we're supposed to see and believe today?
Well, I think the one thing that is under attack, and it's always been under attack, so this is not new, I think it is the idea that there is an absolute truth, and that truth can be verified. And today we live in a world where everything is less than relative. It's, you know, it doesn't matter if you can prove something or you objectively can, you know, come to a conclusion through a process. It's just whatever is true for me. So if we want to eliminate, you know, man creating the image of God, we do that, and we do it by attacking gender. And ultimately that's what's behind this. This
exactly.
is not trying to affirm people. You know, who are challenged in their identity. This is ultimately about an attack on the Almighty God.
Yeah. Yeah. Did he really? Is that what he said? Going back to that big question in the garden, did God really say, right? He made them man and woman. And then, of course, you know, I got somebody tweeted me something this morning showing me, you know, this God, this reigning God that is influencing what's happening right now. And this God is transsexual. So is it any wonder that the identity of this current movement, which is amazing to me, Phil, because I think analysts say that probably it represents less than 2% of America, but yet the megaphone that they have and the influence that they're having over, you know, country music. I mean, I was shocked last week when I saw that country music of all things had gone woke. I mean, what is going on?
Well, you know, here's the thing, fear. It, you know, they fear their profits, and they fear their profits are going to, you know, because the lobbying and because the voice, like you said, is so loud that you have corporations that are literally running afraid. They may not even buy this stuff. In fact, I'm sure that probably they don't. You know, look at what Budweiser did. I mean, talk about somebody who does not know their market. You hire a transsexual to promote your beer, and already they're seeing, you know, all kinds of fallout from that one. Because why? They don't know their market. I mean, how many transsexuals are going to, if that's all that's drinking Budweiser beer, how many are going to do that?
Yeah,
not
right,
enough.
Exactly.
That's the answer.
Yeah.
They canceled the Clydesdale show because they said, you know, there's so much adverse reaction to this. Well, duh. Who drinks Budweiser beer? It's kind of the average Joe. And he's not buying this transsexual stuff.
No, this stuff is getting irritating because it's being forced down people's throat. And as you said, this idea of relative truth, I think we're getting to the point where it's like enough of this fussing stuff. I mean, if that's what you want to believe, God bless you. You know, but you know, I'm not in that parade. And I think that's what we're starting to realize is that, you know, we don't need to get into every battle here. I mean, we can continue to battle spiritually and pray for those things that are against God, and we'll continue to do that. But as you and I talked about several weeks ago, this is an issue of wheats and tares. And people of faith need to understand is that in the midst of the wheat, there are tares that are sprouting up right now. And they seem to be sprouting up, you know, in bigger numbers and seemingly more aggressive. But again, what is it that we need to see and believe? And you said it earlier, and that is that there is truth, that God is truth. Jesus even, you know, here he is, and I'm looking at it, as we talked about this last week. Here is Jesus, the truth, going into Jerusalem. You know, the city of peace, and where God's name is there, and he is there to, you know, promote peace and the truth, but they weren't ready. They missed, as he says, their appointed time, and that's why he wept, right?
Well, exactly. And so let's look at this from another standpoint. If right now transgenderism is the big push, the question is, what is the next big push? What's the next bizarre thing that's going to happen? And I think we have to realize that nobody's satisfied with this. You know, it's always going to be one next level of bizarre behavior. I think the outline of Romans 1 is the key, because it really does talk about this suppressing the truth and unrighteousness, then giving up all worship for the true God, for birds, animals, four-footed creatures, and man. And it says each time they de-evolve, what happens is they become more and more base in their thinking, till finally God just gives them up and says, I'm not even going to mess with you anymore. I'm done. I'm washing my hands of it, so to speak. And because bizarre behavior does not stop here. I mean, we're going to see genocide on a major level. We've already got infanticide going on. We're going to see bestiality happening. We're going to see transhumanism on a level that's going to blow our minds because the enemy, Satan, is here to kill and destroy and to lie to us. And so the lies aren't done. Now you just build another layer of lies on the lie that you're currently hearing. So if you think you can handle this one, well, it's not. They're not done. It's
oh,
just
no.
Start.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like Pat Riley talked about it during the Lakers' reign. He called it the disease of more. And I know it had application, you know, as far as, you know, athletics was concerned. But it's the human spirit. You get that, like you said. Once you start going down that road, it's just not enough. I mean, you know, here we are. We're dealing with levels of pedophilia, Phil, that you and I, when we were growing up, never even in a million years could possibly conceive. And now here we are. It's outright bestiality. Gosh, I remember as a kid, you know, we talked about some crazy stuff that would happen south of the border. Never thought it would be happening in our zip codes. But here's where it is. And we've been warned of this, that this would happen when you abandon the truth and the wisdom of God.
Oh, exactly. And that's, you know, you just said it very, very well in a nutshell. When you abandon the wisdom of God, get ready because the onslaughts of hell are coming your way. Bottom line. And you have to be prepared and know what you're doing. You have to find ways to protect your family from the cultural disaster that's happening in our world today. You know, a good friend of mine said, you know, I've just got dual citizenship for Italy. My goal is to, when this thing gets really bad.
Got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from Phil after this.
I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Our just way, like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Phil Hodgson-Piller, president and founder of American Faith, continues with us. Phil, I'm sorry we had to cut you off because we went into the commercial break, but I wanted you to finish your thought there if you still remember.
Yeah, so a friend of mine. mine has got dual citizenship to Italy, you know, and he says, look, I'm considering my options. Now, whoever would have thought, you know, and I said, well, I said to him, I said, well, you know, in lockdown, Italy was the worst. I mean, they were, and they're socialists, they've got bad medicine, but they got beautiful territory and great wine. He said, yeah, but I my whole thought is, you know, if China's going to nuke something, it's going to nuke L.A., New York, you know, you name it, the big cities in America. And I said, well, I think the nuclear threat is real, but on a big scale, it's 1% of what you're going to be challenged with. The other 99 is going to grind you down, and that's going to grind you down whether you're in Italy or whether you're in America. And that is exactly what we're talking about right now, where all your rights are taken away, where your bank accounts are controlled by centralized banking, digital currency, where your social status score is going to determine your freedom and your future, where your electric car will be turned off. Why do you think they're doing this? This is not about energy. It actually, they've proven that this is not helping the environment at all. If anything, it's hurting the environment. Why do you think they want? Because now they can watch everywhere you go, and they can turn you off and control how much fuel you're going to use. So this is all about a control issue. And you've got to realize the last days, if you read Revelation, I mean, the culmination of all of this is Revelation 13 and the Mark of the Beast. So everything basically comes down to one issue, man controlling man, and ultimately Satan controlling the ultimate bad guy. That is play.
Mm-hmm. And Phil, you haven't even, and you haven't even mentioned
what's my strategy?
AI.
Go ahead. Oh, AI is insanity. Mm-hmm. It is.
Yes.
You know, it is a bigger threat to the world than the nuclear bomb. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Because there's nowhere it can't go.
Yeah.
I mean, this conversation is analyzed by AI to determine if it's detrimental to society. That's really right. Where this goes.
Right. And then they adjudicate without any compassion, empathy whatsoever. The algorithm says, you're dead.
Well, they did an experiment. Can AI be moral? And so they asked the question, would it be wise for me to sacrifice myself, to kill myself, if I could save 7 other people? And AI said, yes, you should kill yourself. That was just last week. So
yeah.
it does attempt to make moral decisions. And so if I buy into AI and I think, well, they must know, therefore I should commit suicide.
You're making a moral decision without the source of morality. It's
exactly.
A godless decision. So, yeah, I mean, it's made up morality, but it's not true morality. This is the problem what we have in America. When you let go of the truth and the source, which our Constitution, our founding fathers, everything about this country understood is the infrastructure of this country, you abandon said foundations, and then you wonder why we're in a hell in a handbasket, and we've got all this chaos that is going nuts throughout our country, and we have leadership that is just... I'm not sure what adjective to put on this, because I want to say something that would probably, you know, shock people, because, you know, we've got to call it out for what it is, Phil. It is under the demonic. I mean, why would you abandon natural resources and cause such injury to 330 million people? But yet, supposedly, 80 million people voted for this regime, and they still give him, you know, approval ratings in the 40s. I mean, this guy should be in the dumpster for all that he's done to our country. So it's like, wait a minute, somebody's pulling the levers. But again, this is a spiritual battle that we're in, and I've said this all along. You and I've talked about this. Is that yes, there are. There's these manifestations. This is happening, and that we're all praying, you know, that revival, repentance would take place. We've been fasting and praying, and if it's God's will, and we're given some sort of pause, some Nineveh pause, God bless America, and thank you, Jesus. But if it doesn't, we're heading to the final chapters, as you know, of Revelations, and God's will be done. And so God's people need to be prepared, not caught off balance on this, because he had predicted, just as he predicted Jesus would come in Jerusalem on that day, Jesus came into Jerusalem on a donkey on that day. He didn't miss it by an iota of a moment, did he?
No, no. No, and I think that's but that goes back to objective truth.
Mm-hmm.
And objective truth is the challenge of society today. Think about this. Logic used to be taught in school. I don't think you could find a logic class anywhere in any school anywhere. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but I have not heard of one. It wasn't one. It wasn't offered at my university. Why is logic not taught?
Yeah.
You know, because we live in a world that is illogical. And why would you want to teach someone, you know, a process of getting to an answer and verifying truth? You know, that doesn't even make sense to today's society.
Yeah.
And so when you have the ability to process and go, let me examine all sides, come to a conclusion, you got to realize you're like a Renaissance man.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, and this is what happens when you want to elevate man over God. Here we are. And God says, okay, have it your way. And we're driving ourselves nuts. The rates of suicide, transgenderism, and as you said, guess what? This is just the beginning. And meanwhile, you know, you talk about seeing and believing. Last week, we got more confirmation that the Shroud of Turin, in fact, is what it was and what it is, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and it's really interesting. I actually used it as a jumping off point in my sermon yesterday, and then I went down this research rabbit hole, Bill, that I'll have to talk to you about when I later. But I mean, it was absolutely pretty amazing when you look at it, because this whole guy Geoffrey of Chenay was the guy who came across it in a battle of Smyrna in 1354, and he packed it on his horse, and you know. Basically, next thing you know, it's showing up in the House of Savoy through his granddaughter. But it's one of the most scientifically and investigated relics in history, and the most mysterious, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Here's just a couple of quick things before we go.
Yeah, we got two minutes left, so go ahead.
The shroud contains blood type AB, which is consistent with Palestinian Jews.
Mm-hmm.
I think about that one. Pollen samples suggest a journey 1,000 miles from Jerusalem through Turkey, France, and now in Italy. These are all scientifically verified things, right? And nobody can reproduce it. They say, well, it was done by the medieval man. Okay, great. The ignorant medieval man, why don't you do it, scientists, and show us how they did it, if you're so smart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the challenge comes. They can't disprove it. And on the one hand, they can't say it with 100% accuracy, yes, but the conclusion is, based on deduction, this is the legitimate deal.
Yeah.
So there
amazing.
You
there you got it. Again, what do we need to see to believe? And the marching orders that we have, Phil, because there's something that is next. So what's next? And as God has given us prophecy so that we would be ahead of it, so that we wouldn't be surprised, but we would be in front of what's going on. That is the challenge, and that's the challenge that we have to discern. And the only way you can discern it is you've got to be holding on to Jesus' garment, I believe.
Yep, amen. I 100%. I'm with you, baby. Let's stay with Jesus, and we'll all be good.
Amen.
Today.
Well, happy Easter to everybody. The as I said when we first started talking, Phil and I, that doggone tomb, it's still empty. And you can go in and check out all the other religious leaders from time and memoriam, Phil, and their bodies are still in the grave, but not Jesus. What does that tell you?
Yep. Well, except for Buddha, they cremated him and spread his ashes. So, you know, you've got these guys are around one way or the other, but there is an empty tomb, and let's celebrate that one. Amen.
Amen. He is the real deal. There's no doubt about it, ladies and gentlemen. Phil Hudson-Pillar, he is the senior pastor at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, and president and founder of American Faith. The website, we got 8 seconds, Phil. Go ahead.
AmericanFaith.com or InfluenceChurch.org.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs. So whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. There's a new champion at the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta, Georgia over the weekend. John Rahm from Spain gets his first green jacket.
At one point, he definitely, you know, when I wasn't 10, they were finishing, you know, my couple different ideas crossed my mind that I didn't want to think about.
The Environmental Protection Agency is expected to propose new rules limiting engine emissions this week as part of a plan to accelerate a transition to electric vehicles in the United States. Announcing curbing pollution from vehicles is a crucial aspect of the U.S. pledge under the Paris Agreement to cut emissions. The EPA official emphasized the proposal process is not yet final. Governor Brad Little, the Republican from Idaho, is moving to protect minors and unborn babies' lives by signing an abortion trafficking bill into law. The law, the first in the United States, makes it illegal for an adult to help a minor get an abortion without parental consent. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Also great to have our next guest, Tim Graham. Tim Graham is the executive editor for Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. Tim, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I want to talk about one of my favorite topics, which happens to be PBS. This is a publicly funded entity that has joined ranks with the progressives and the left and one party over another. And it's clear that that is the case. I've had this discussion with many of my friends who try to claim that PBS is bipartisan, and they're not. When you look at the numbers, what does it tell us?
Well, we studied 4 months of the PBS NewsHour and just the people that they chose to interview, and we found an almost 4-to-1 Democrat to Republican, liberal to conservative split. I can't say I found this surprising. I also try to say, Bill, that this is not counting all of their regular pundits, like David Brooks and Jonathan Capehart on Fridays, which is, if you counted them, that's two liberals every Friday. But, yeah, it is. It's not just a great disparity in guests. It's a great disparity in questioning of guests. So, obviously, yes, someone like Mike Pence is going to get much harsher questioning, you know, than your typical Democrat.
Yeah, exactly. And, you see, and this has been quite obvious for us, but it's good that the Newsbusters has broken down the numbers like this so that we can see it, and it takes it out of the realm of opinion. You know, I've often said in the absence of fact, opinion rules. Well, when you got the facts, well, then, you know, shut your opinions down because they're irrelevant. They've been proven that it's just an opinion. But here are the facts to bear against the issue, right?
Yeah, and it, look, they could try to say our number was 126 to 34 over these four mm-hmm. months, almost 4-1. And then we could say to them, they would say, well, maybe some of those aren't really liberals or something. Well, we counted Liz Cheney on the Republican side, you know?
Yeah.
We counted Sarah Longwell of Republican voters against Trump on the Republican side. Those are two people who you could easily classify as PBS-friendly, Trump-hating guests and
right.
put them in the Republican circle. So that's how they self-identify. So, you know, that's... We are trying to, you know, we're bending over backwards here. You know, I suppose we could have gotten a true 4-1 if we'd put them on the other side.
Mm-hmm. And again, all you're talking about is the NewsHour. What about the rest of their programming? I mean, when you look at things, and I'm not talking about, kids programming. I'm just talking about anything that has a political or a news bent to it. Clearly the bias is toward the Democratic Party as opposed to something even objective. Because I was watching the other day, somebody again repeated something that had been clearly proven false, and that was that President Trump was holding a bat against Adam Bragg. And, wait a minute, that's not true. Those are two different pictures, and the one picture of Donald Trump holding a bat was when he had everybody come to the White House and we were going to promote American goods, remember? And one of the manufacturers that was there at the White House was a bat manufacturer, and what do you do when you get a bat in your hand? You put it over your shoulder. I mean, every kid, anybody, you put a bat in their hand, one of the first things they do is they put it in the ready position over their shoulder. Well, somebody takes that snapshot. So now fast forward, that was, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Fast forward to today, and some journalist puts it down, puts it side by side with Bragg and says, well, the president, suggesting the president's going to put a bat to Bragg. That is so disingenuous and a violation of clear journalistic principles. And guess what? Nobody says anything about it. They just get away with it. And then you have these liberals on the left, whether it's on PBS or CBS or somebody else, and they report it like as if it's fact. It drives me nuts.
So we have, yes, we don't just have the NewsHour. We have this series Frontline, which is very loaded to the left. The Washington Week, which, of course, every Friday night gets a bunch of liberal reporters around the table. They I don't think they've ever had a Fox News reporter on there ever. And they just had this special on their series American Masters, which is normally about, like, movie stars and musicians. It was about Anthony Fauci. It was a Valentine to Anthony Fauci that did a bunch of, hanging around his home and his office and letting him justify himself and letting him slam the Republicans. Jim Jordan in particular, Jim Jordan had the temerity to challenge him in a congressional hearing. Nobody's supposed to do that to the almighty Fauci, and that's what PBS mm-hmm. was doing.
Right, they were trying to balance out, whether it was Jim Jordan or Rand Paul, attacking Fauci based on the facts, and the outcome. I mean, you watch these interviews, these hearings, and you go, the guy lied. How does he get away with lying to Congress, lying to the American people?
Yeah, I mean, he's a very slippery figure, and especially when it gets into that question of what was being funded in the gain of function research, they obviously they consider everything about him to be, you can't question it. You can go into PolitiFact and put in Anthony Fauci. There's no fact checks because apparently he can never be checked.
Yeah, right. He's always had it right. He's had a record going back to AIDS, for decades. He's always got it right. Right.
Well, it's interesting because in this PBS special, he basically says all of his critics on COVID are nuts. And he says his critics on AIDS, well, he really needed to listen to them. They were, they were basically saying the government was killing them. And that was okay with him, or at least it is now. Now they're all buddies. Well, that is the total one-sidedness of this presentation, because PBS, by proclaiming him an American master of some sort, like a like a great classical composer or movie star. You know, there's just no side for the other side where Jim Jordan gets interviewed.
Yeah. Where is the true merit of success? I mean, if it's somebody who has demonstrated their ability in the arts, you can clearly see the product. Here, you've got to turn a blind eye and buy into the propaganda that the left would want us to believe and that Dr. Fauci has been able to espouse all these years. I mean, this is amazing that he's been able to get away with this. It just makes you wonder who's running this popcorn stand.
Right, and this is, you know, the problem you have with PBS and with National Public Radio is they're set up in a way to be extremely one-sided, and they expect the Democrats to fund them, and the Democrats are very happy to fund them, and the Republicans generally are just too intimidated out of not just voting against their money, but actually putting them on the spot. You know, it would be nice with the House Republicans in power. Let's have a hearing or two. And yeah, bring in somebody and say, what's with the 4-to-1 gap on the PBS NewsHour? Mm-hmm. You know, the Public Broadcasting Act of 1967 has this passage about how PBS should have fairness and objectivity in all programming of a controversial nature. They have never paid the slightest bit of attention to that statutory language. It's, you know, it's just one of the most ignored laws in Washington.
Yeah, well, because they're on the right side that protects them. And if you looked and considered how, where any political donations have gone to by employees of PBS, you would have, I'm sure, a very telling number as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is every way you want to study the system, it's rigged. I mean, the word you would use is rigged. It's one thing for ABC or CBS to be rigged, but we pay for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is taxpayer subsidized. And this, as you write, the false sense of objectivity in its reporting, poisoning all political debate, catered to a liberal audience that is not representing America at large, which is what, you know, the act was, you know, what it says very clearly is supposed to be the number one interest of PBS, is it not?
Chimeric antigen T-cell therapy, or CAR T-cell therapy, is a unique, personalized approach that harnesses a patient's own T-cells and genetically engineers them to recognize and attack cancer. Among patients with large B-cell lymphoma, or LBCL, it's making a difference in this difficult-to-treat blood cancer. Dr. Manali Kamdar is an associate professor of medicine and clinical director of lymphoma services at the University of Colorado Hospital.
The safety profile and effectiveness seen with CAR T-cell therapy reinforces use among appropriate large B-cell lymphoma patients. Advances in treatment have created a shift in the nearly 30-year standard practice, increasing the potential of long-term remission for more patients.
Patients treated with CAR T-cell therapy may experience serious side effects, including cytokine release syndrome and neurotoxicity, which can happen in the first few days to several weeks after infusion. Talk to a doctor to see if CAR T-cell therapy is right for you. For more information, visit bms.com/celltherapyinfo. Sponsored by Bristol Myers Squibb.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
One of my most favorite Easter songs by the incomparable Keith Green, huh? Adam Holtz is with us from PluggedIn.com. Gosh, I have been an aficionado of Keith Green forever. In fact, I was sharing Adam a while ago with another director. I said, to me, this is a movie that is aching to be made. There needs to be a movie on Keith Green. I mean, after the Jesus Revolution, you know, they didn't mention, which I was surprised, because Keith Green was very much a part of what was going on at Calvary there. In fact, I remember at one time, I don't know if you were familiar with the story or not, but he was, you know, leading worship there, and he was such a, in a sense, you know, he was kind of an early Christian rock star, and people were coming up taking pictures, and he told him, he said, hey, look, if one more person comes up and take a picture, it's over. This is not about me. This is all about Jesus. So, lest you forget. What a gifted individual, a man of God, who would do anything and go anywhere to preach the gospel and to bring people into the kingdom.
Oh, that's exactly right. And I personally went through, if I can say this without sounding condescending, I went through a Keith Green phase in college, and that's not to say I haven't listened to him since, but I think that it especially, it connected with me as a younger person who was at a point of surrender, because I think Keith Green, what he brought to the table was this sort of prophetic voice, right, where he called people to account for hard stuff. You know, he had songs like, "So You Want to Go Back to Egypt," and you love the word and you're avoiding me, and my eyes are dry and my faith is cold, you know, where he wrestled with the call of God on our lives to surrender completely and the tension with, you know, the reality of our lives. In some ways, I think, you know, about a decade later, Rich Mullins did something similar, and it's interesting and tragic, and I don't think we can understand it from this side of things, that both of them died relatively young. You know, their flames burned so bright. But if you haven't ever dug into Keith Green's catalog, do yourself a favor. Go find a CD. Go find it on Spotify. I'm sure most of it's streaming these days. Mm-hmm. And it's such a treat to hear his passion. I think one of my favorites is the Scripture Medley song, where he does, you know, "This is the day the Lord has made."
Yes,
he does like five different worship songs back to back, and it's a live recording. And you can just feel, you just feel the Spirit move through what he does. And I don't say that lightly, Bill. So love Keith Green. Love it.
Yeah, his book, No Compromise, really got a hold of me and convicted me, because he was, and not that he claimed to be there. It was what he aspired to, but he was committed to live it out. I mean, a lot of us would say, God, I'll do anything. I'll do it. And then, but when we actually go to put it in action, you know, we drill it back, but not Keith. He seemed to be all in, and it was quite an inspiration, you know, for me. And like you, you dovetail his music into it as well. And, you know, I love this time of year, because what we do is we play this song and we connect it with Tony Campolo's infamous sermon of It's Friday and Sunday's Coming. And we played it on Friday, as wow, we do traditionally. And it is and I love Tony, even though I've heard the original version of it, the pastor that originally gave this. But it's really special to hear the background, because it was all part of a what they would call a sermon off. They would, you know, have like five preachers. Yeah. You imagine. I mean, you know, today, you know, people, the Christian church wouldn't handle it. I mean, they have a hard time handling one preacher. But in that case, they would have five preachers that would just come up and they would deliver the word of God and do the best that they can do. And Tony tells the story that here he is. He just preached his guts out and he thought, man, that's it. He cleaned all the bases and did a great job. And then his pastor comes up and he says, and here with these simple words, he just destroyed me. You know, in all my arrogance and ego, I thought, man, I really had the crowd, because he said, you know, because it was a black church, and you love the way blacks worship. I mean, they hold nothing back. You know, the women, they got the handkerchiefs out, and they're and I mean, you know, and he goes, man, you hear that kind of enthusiasm, and that really pumps you up, you know, and you know, the deacons, everybody, you know, they're chiming in, preach it, brother, preach it. He's doing really good. And then the pastor comes in and he just says, hey, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. And with that opening, and then he goes down through all the lists that here it was, you know, the apostles were going in all kinds of directions. You know, the shepherd had been struck. The sheep were, you know, heading in 50 million directions, you know, getting away and, you know, trying to wonder what was going on. The confusion was taking place. And, you know, demons were celebrating and jumping up and down. And the pastor was quick to remind everybody, but oh, no, it's just Friday. They don't know Sunday's coming. And here it is. I mean, when we get to live this out, you know, here it is Monday. And as we were talking with Pastor Phil, Adam, that, you know, the tomb is still empty. Doggone it. It's still empty. And so, and in the midst of this current culture that we're in with, you know, transgenderism and everything else that's going on, I mean, to me, it is the ultimate of arrogance, all this parading and this stuff that's so anti-God. And really, this is in the face of God, is saying that, did God really say that he created man and woman? I mean, this is really getting into God's face. And I sit there and go, I'm just waiting, you know, go, okay, God, you know, we're waiting. You say, but those who wait on the Lord, I'm waiting on you and I'm praying. I'm praying for those that are being delusioned, because here we are for less than 2%, it's estimated, of the culture. We've lost our minds. I mean, you know, Budweiser is, you know, they're gone screwy. You got everybody going woke over here. Country Music Awards. I mean, if you'd have told me the Country Music Awards would go woke, I'm never in a, you got to be kidding me. I mean, with all the religious people in country music.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that, you know, we're seeing this pressure build to conform, and we're seeing it all over the place. And I'm thankful that we're beginning to see a few people who are standing up to it. You know, it's ironic, as much of a kerfuffle as as Harry Potter caused in the Christian community when it came out, to see that J.K. Rowling hasn't, she hasn't folded.
No.
And they're going to do a new Harry Potter series, a seven-season series, rebooting the story on HBO, and she has demanded creative control so that they don't, you know, come in and wokeify the whole thing. And, you know, people were jumping up and down. Chris Pratt has become, you know, one of these people on the bad list in Hollywood now because he had some association with a church that, you know, is not completely affirming. And he voiced one of the characters in the Mario movie this weekend. Well, guess what? Mario movie didn't have a bunch of woke stuff. And I'm talking about, you know, the Mario Brothers movie. And it was the biggest opening animated movie globally on the United States. But globally, it did 377 million people or $377 million.
Exactly.
And Disney, are you listening? How long? How long are you going to ignore the fact that your stuff keeps underperforming and you're all in? And somebody comes along, and the Mario movie was nice, but it wasn't, you know, you didn't walk out and think, well, that was the War of Peace, War and Peace of animated movies, right?
Exactly.
But the market is saying, you know what, enough.
Yeah.
We're tired of it.
Right.
We don't want all this stuff rammed down our throats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not holding my breath if Disney's going to pay attention or not. But anyway, those are
but it's okay.
Give me money.
Yeah, but money talks, though, especially in the marketplace like this. And so, hey, look, if Disney wants to continue, I mean, I got to think sooner or later. I mean, they got so upset they already got rid of one CEO. You know, the stockholders are starting to, you know, get antsy on this. You can't go around losing $40 billion because you're being a knucklehead. I mean, like this whole uproar that they created with, you know, with Florida. I mean, it's like, whoa, you guys, what are you thinking? I mean, this is business. And for the sake of God only knows what, you're going to sit there and compromise the brand, you know, Budweiser compromising, you know, the brand over this stuff. I mean, this is nuts. But, you know, look at the culture's got its hands full. And it's got to get to this point where sometimes, you know, you got to experience enough experience to realize that your preferences can be defined and it's okay. And, you know, I'm sorry if it hurts your feelings. You know, I'm not in the business to take care of your feelings. You know, that's not my job. And, but, you know, it's like, you know, whatever it is, if you've got stockholders, you've got a fiduciary responsibility. If you're a parent, you've got a parent responsibility, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if Disney wants to make movies for 2% of people, great. And, you know, Universal stepped in and said, we'll make movies for everybody else.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, look at what happened with Jeremy's Chocolate, right? Hershey compromised their brand. They came up. Maybe you and I will come up with, you know, our own Christian beer, you know?
Right.
Our non- whatever, you know, whatever needs to be done.
Yep.
You know, so, and meanwhile, hey, we'll hold on to Jesus because it's just going to get crazier and crazier. There's no doubt about it. You know, we're not, I don't know where we are. I don't think we're close to the end of it. I think there's more to come. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. He's Adam Holtz. Thank you, Adam. Take care.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to